KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
You are listening to KHUM. It is time for Coastal Currents, sponsored by Glasshouse Garden Supply and Solutions Eco Goods. Joining me in the studio, Delia. Welcome Yay. Back.
It's so good to be here in person, for real.
Yeah, it is so good to see you. You're looking very, you know, sun-bleached and tan and stuff.
Yes.
And relaxed.
I don't know about relaxed now, but jumped back into it. Doing good.
On the phone with us, you want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited to introduce Pete Stauffer today, who is the Environmental Director of the Surfrider Foundation, which, as you know, is a grassroots organization dedicated to protecting our ocean waves and beaches. And so Pete's going to tell us a little bit more about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it affects us. So thank you so much for calling in today, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, Delia. Great to be here.
Yeah, we're really stoked to have you on the phone. Where are you calling in from today?
I am calling in from San Clemente, California, so a little bit south of you.
Awesome. Down at a headquarters down there?
That's right, yeah.
Perfect.
It's nice to associate San Clemente with something more positive after all the years thinking of it as our own Elba.
Right.
Which is because that's where Richard Nixon went after he resigned. So it's nice to have a positive association for San Clemente.
Yes, yeah, that's our home of our Surfrider headquarters and lots of fun waves and beautiful place down there. So today we're going to be talking about some how the federal government is considering some budget cuts to NOAA. So maybe, Pete, you could tell us a little bit about that and maybe just kind of start by telling us, what is your role as Environmental Director for Surfrider?
Yeah, sure. Well, like you said, Delia, Surfrider is a grassroots organization. We work on ocean and coastal stewardship, and we have chapters all around the country, including in Humboldt County. So my role is really supporting our chapter work. We do different programs like beach cleanups and water quality testing. And then we also advocate for clean beaches and protecting our nearshore waters. So, you know, my role is really working with great folks around the country on these different programs and campaigns.
And tell us a little bit about what NOAA has to do with this part of our country.
Yeah, so NOAA is a federal agency, stands for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and they are really the lead government agency for managing our ocean and coastlines. They also play a key role in weather forecasting and monitoring our climate. So in terms of coastal management, you know, there's really a role for all levels of government. There's a role for the state of California, a role for coastal communities. But NOAA is really important in terms of the funding that it provides, the scientific research that it does, and also different programs and partnerships to tackle things like plastic pollution and coastal resilience, the Sea Grant program, which, you know, does a lot of great science and community outreach. So really a key agency in terms of coastal management.
Definitely. I know a lot of us around here just look at it every day for the weather and figuring out what the surf is doing. And like you said, so many programs, it's just really important. So what are the budget cuts and why is that happening and what's being proposed?
Yeah, well, earlier this year, the president's budget came out, and it included some pretty significant cuts for NOAA, about $1 billion proposed in terms of a decrease in funding. So, you know, that would mean basically eliminating funding for coastal management, also eliminating funding for the Coastal Resilience Program, which helps communities sort of, you know, address beach protection and respond to sea level rise. So, you know, these are programs that are really fundamental to any community that's based on the coast. The good news is that the final budget has to go through Congress. So both the House and the Senate have been working on their versions of the budget. And the House version isn't all that great. It includes a lot of the same cuts that the president's budget does. But the Senate version is much stronger. The Senate budget actually protects a lot of these key programs for ocean and coastal management. So, you know, what's going to be happening over the next few weeks is our reps in Washington, D.C. are going to be working to finalize that budget. And essentially just determining, you know, the fate of some of these programs that affect our coast and ocean.
So is there something that just our average everyday person can do to help?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, these decisions are getting made in Washington, D.C., and that's a long way away. But, you know, probably the key thing that folks can do is just to reach out to their representatives. We're lucky to have some pretty good federal leaders in California, you know, on the U.S. Senate and, you know, Representative Huffman. But, you know, they can never hear too many times, you know, why it's important to speak out for the needs of coastal communities. And, you know, Humboldt is really like most coastal communities. Its economy and way of life are really connected to the ocean. We think of the jobs that, you know, depend on tourism and recreation and fishing. So, you know, investing in the work of agencies like NOAA is really a way to make sure we protect the benefits for the future.
Definitely. And you have a really great blog post about this on the Surfrider website that
and
I think
I'll put a link on it when I post it on khum.com, and I'll also put a link to the How to Take Action
Perfect.
Link as well, so that if folks want to reach out to our elected officials, you've got a really easy way where you hit the Take Action button. It takes mm-hmm. you to let us know where you are so we can find your representatives, and then you can do it.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of great resources out there, too, through Surfrider, where there's kind of almost like a canned comment that you can use and then modify it to your liking as well. So, you know, these things aren't like, oh, I need to think of what I'm going to say and all these things, and it's going to take forever to make a comment. No, just like if you have a certain amount of time, go and comment
and
do something
paste and
really quick.
Done.
If you have more time, then that's great, too. But, you know, we can all spend those 3 seconds to talk about a little bit.
We have a lot of citizen scientist activist type people listening, and who, you know, we are lucky we have some great representatives, and they just need to hear from us because it helps bolster their arguments. If they say, mm-hmm. look, you know, 20% of the people in my district have reached out to me on this is really important, that's a lot more powerful when trying to convince colleagues than, yeah, I got a few emails. And I know my sister worked for the House of Representatives for a while. They actually have a point system that they weight these things by. So if you take the time to write, it's worth more than if you take the time to call.
Oh, interesting. So what do you think the direction of this is going so far, Pete? Does it look promising? Do we need a lot more effort out there? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it was encouraging to see the Senate's version of the budget because I think there is recognition that, you know, we do need to invest in things like coastal management and good science for managing our marine resources. So, but it's not a done deal, you know. I mean, these discussions are going to be happening in Washington, D.C. So, you know, like you were saying, if people reach out to their federal reps and say, this is really important for this community and you know, for our jobs and way of life, you know, I think that sort of gives them the backing that they need to be a champion, you know, in their roles in D.C.
Definitely. So also speaking of things that are happening in D.C. and what's the latest news on the offshore oil drilling? Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with that?
Yeah, that's been in the news as well. So earlier this year, the federal government announced plans to expand offshore drilling in U.S. waters. And so that potentially puts the California coastline at risk. The federal government has launched a process that will probably take over a year to try and figure out where new drilling might happen. And, you know, California is one of the places that they're looking at. The first of several comment periods actually ends today. That's another thing that you can find on the Surfrider website. If you go to surfrider.org and go to our blog, you can get more information about the process and how to submit comments to the federal government. But essentially, you know, what they're going to decide is to say, you know, should we have new oil rigs off Northern California or off Alaska or off, you know, New England or the East Coast? So, you know, the good news is that we live in a democracy and there are these opportunities to participate. And and submit comments. So I hope folks will take advantage of that.
Get out there today. I'll put some links on our local Surfrider website and Facebook as well, and this on and we'll, we podcast this.
We'll have the podcast up, and then we'll also have it listed under kham.com under news. It's where I put all the links and stuff. So if you're looking for how to get to Pete's blog and how to interact with our elected officials on behalf of the coast, that'll all be there within about an hour or so. It takes me a little bit of time to put it all together, but I usually get it on before 4.
Definitely. So there's still time. Well, thanks again so much, Pete. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us about that you're working on or any other projects of Surfrider?
No, you know, I just want to give a shout out to, I know we have a lot of great, great things that happen in the Humboldt community, a lot of great partnerships and you know, programs that are really citizen-driven, you know, to care for these resources. And so, you know, that's really sort of what Surfrider's model is about. I mean, when we see these things happening in Washington, D.C., we feel like we have to have a voice in these things. But, you know, ultimately it starts locally, and it starts with people who volunteer, who get engaged. And so I appreciate, you know, what you guys are doing of just helping to spread the word about, you know, different things happening both locally but also nationally as well.
Yeah, thank you. And we do have a very special community here. I mean, everyone is so involved, everyone's so aware, and it makes it so much easier for us to work with everyone when, you know, because like you're saying, Surfrider works by the community coming to us and telling us what they want to see. So.
And we do have a really great community. It feels like we're small enough that we know each other, so it's really great that way. It makes it a whole lot easier. It's not some, you know, big impersonal situation. Yeah. Pete, is there anything else we need to be aware of at this time?
Well, you know, I think those are probably the big things to consider. We've probably given your listeners enough to chew on for one day. But, yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity and having me on your program.
We are very happy to have you. And as we start getting to more critical deadlines of people needing to jump in and interact with government, let us know. We'll definitely hit the horn loud on it.
Sounds great.
Yes, thank you so much for all the work you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
Okay, thank you.
We'll
talk to
you soon.
Talk to you later.
And Delia, is there anything else we've got going on locally that folks need to know about?
Well, I think I'm just going to put in a plug for Coastal Cleanup Day. Coming
Not
up in
late.
Almost exactly a month, September 16th. And you can find out more information about that on the North Coast Environmental Center's website.
Yournec.org.
Yes.
And then
definitely.
You click on Coastal Cleanup, and you have an opportunity to sign up as a site leader, which is not a lot of work.
No, it's not. It's just an average cleanup, but you're taking a account of everything that you find. So it goes into one big database and gives us a snapshot of how much trash is along our coast.
So you gather up your friends, you pick your beach, you go down there, you count everything you pick up, and you report everything from how much plastic you pick up to the weirdest thing you find.
Yeah, which there's always something weird out there.
So we're hoping, you know, once you tabulate all the data that came in, we'll hope to have a really detailed debrief on Coastal Currents.
Yes, we will report back.
And because, you know, we pick up tons every year on this event off of just our local beaches. And then it started in Humboldt, it spread now not just statewide but nationally
internationally.
So it's very exciting.
So sign up, pick your beach now so you can be a site captain. You can join with like your business or just your friends, whoever, or you can join one of the cleanups that is already going on. So lots of ways to get involved,
and a great opportunity for both college and high school students who have to do community service. Just putting the hint out there. I'm definitely bringing it to my classes.
So we'll keep bothering you about that. That's coming up in a month, but keep it on the radar.
It is so nice to have you back.
I'm so happy to be here. It's always, you know, traveling is super fun. You get to see amazing places, but it's we got a very special place right here.
We cross the Humboldt County line and we all cheer.
Yeah.
Yay, we're back.
All right, don't even mind the fog a little bit.
No, I don't mind the fog at all. Delia, thank you so much. Coastal Currents has been sponsored by some pretty awesome people like Solutions Eco Goods and Glasshouse Garden Supply. And in honor of all of this, I'm going to play you a song from Ookspirience, great local band. Ooh. This is Oceanside all on right. KHEM.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.